The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The one and only Claudia Carroll is joining me now because she's back with the latest read that looks at the mystery of love and the problem of finding it in the all-consuming digital world. It's called The Love Algorithm. Very trendy stuff.
Do you like the title, Pat?
I do. I love the title.
That was my wonderful agent, Marianne, who came up with that. And I just said, oh, game over. I loved it. But it's about online dating and just the disasters that go on. And a character, a central character, who has had one rubbish date too often, and she decides, you know what, it's algorithms sending me these idiots that I'm meeting online.
Yeah, which it is, actually.
Which it is. And she says, you know, why don't I just try and do better myself? Because I certainly can't do worse. So she sets up her own dating app and then needs kind of dating test pilots, as it were, from all age groups. She's 40s. So she ropes in a younger colleague who's, you know, Generation Z, Gen Z. Kim, yeah, who is who's early 20s, and Kim is in a totally different frame of mind.
Now, what's the relationship between Iris and Kim?
They work together. They're colleagues.
And, and the older one is senior, of course.
She's Kim's mother, and she's a silver surfer, which is people, you know, 70, 75 plus and older, who maybe are dipping their toe into the dating pond, having been married for years and years. Maybe they're widowed. Maybe they were never in a relationship. And it changes as you get older, Pat. Like for a character like Kim, who's Generation Z, who's 20s, it's all about Kim doesn't care. She just wants to have a laugh. The worse the date, the better a laugh she gets out of it, the funnier the stories she has to entertain her pals in the office the next morning. But for her, the older character, my silver surfer, it changes. It's not about love, passion, fireworks. You've had your family, or, you know, maybe not.
And it may not be about living together. It may be about having a pal to go places
just
with.
Just companionship. Just someone to talk to. Just someone to go and see a movie with, or test out a new restaurant with, maybe, or just chats.
Now, it's a great scenario. I don't know how much you want to tell us about
what
goes wrong.
Can I tell you where I got the idea from?
Yes,
oh, listen,
please.
Pat, how long have you got? I always say real life trumps any fiction you could possibly invent. And the idea for this, I'm often asked, where do you get the ideas? But for this one, it came during lockdown when we couldn't even meet our own families, never mind anything romantic. So online dating, if you wanted to meet anyone, that just took off in a major way. And I came across a story of a woman in her 40s, very successful, very together, you know, had everything going for her, but single and didn't want to be, and had had relationships through meeting online, but nothing long term. So she signs up to quite a premium dating website. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you think that is going to eliminate messers. So that's a good thing. And she meets this guy and he suggested meeting. Normally a first date would be a coffee because coffee's kind of safe.
It's short. Short, if you want it to be.
Short. It's okay if either party to the date says after a finite amount of time, look, nice to meet you. I just remember to have to be somewhere. Best of luck. That's fair. That's accepted. But anyway, she meets a fella and he's all about meeting, wants to take her out to dinner and suggests that. And quite a high-end Dublin restaurant. And anyway, she's telling everybody she knows, my God, I think he might like me. Like, this
he's
doesn't
happen.
He's
a bit of
happen.
A hunk, is he?
He's ticking a lot of boxes for her. And he's, you know, very driven, very attractive, funny, all of this. So they meet and they're getting on like a house on fire. And it's a tapas sort of restaurant. And he's ordering all around him meat dishes, beef, chicken, duck, all of this. And she's vegetarian. And she thinks, oh, OK, well, maybe he just didn't notice that on my profile. You know, we'll forgive that. That's fine. And he orders quite a pricey bottle of wine, like an 80 euro expensive bottle of wine. And she's driving. She's on the tap water. So she's getting on very well with him. But she's thinking at the back of her mind, geez, dividing the bill now is going to be great crack. How do we do that? So the meal is cleared away and he gets up, excuses himself, says, I'll be back. And she does what we all do when we're at a table on our own. She gets out the phone. She pretends to be really busy. She's texting the pals. What do you think? Seems to be going well. And after a while, time passes and time continues to pass. And the waiter comes over and says, Madam, I'm so sorry, but you did agree to give us the table back by a certain time and we have other people waiting. And she says, oh, OK, the gentleman I was with, is he maybe in the bathroom? And the waiter goes down and checks and comes back and says, no, not
gone.
There. So she runs out onto the street, you know, trying to stay calm, and looks up and down in case he's on an emergency call, you know, or maybe having a sneaky cigarette. And he's gone. So she
he's done a runner.
Goes onto the website they met on and, the, you know, the direct messaging each other, and he's deleted his profile in that space of time. Now, that's a true story, Pat.
So he just wanted a meal.
Well, you see, with someone, with, I think with a character like that, they're not, they're getting a lot more than a free meal out of it. There's some kind of issues at play there. A power control thing, because you wouldn't do that just for, it's an awful lot of trouble to go to for a free meal, albeit a very expensive meal. So this particular character, I took the story and I just thought, you know, I obviously changed a lot of the salient facts, but I thought you have a character and it just triggers her to go, I've had enough of the algorithms on these dating sites sending me just rubbish, just idiots. Because I tell you, Pat, I have did a lot of research in COVID for this, and I've had, I, you know, you meet people who've met online with great success, like yourself, I'm sure. I know I've been to weddings where the couple go, yeah, met online. We, you know, from completely different walks of life, our paths would never have crossed. But I've had my fair share of disasters. I've been catfished. I have was messaging what I thought was a guy my age, turned out to be a woman. And I have been, you know, there's a lot of fakers out there. We'd fake Gabriel Byrne on. And you think, like, as if, like, is fake Gabriel Byrne really messaging me? Like, really happily married man? And I have been asked for money, which is another big scam that goes on. Trusted people, you know, guys who gain your trust and who maybe with softer, more soft-hearted people like me, see their way
and,
towards
and
asking
what would
for
be
a few
the
quid.
Excuse for asking for
oh,
money.
They're really good excuses. I mean, I've heard it all. The one, the particular, I mean, you hear it because of medical reasons, maybe, or because they have a sick parent is another one. The one I heard was from a very, very nice guy who, Dublin being the little village that it is, I kind of knew through friends of friends, if you like. And he was telling me about a teenage daughter he has who he broke up with the mum. But the mum moved back to her own family in Seattle. And the daughter was making her confirmation. And he was saying, I really want to go over for the confirmation. But, you know, it's two flights, all of this. And I was saying, oh, my God, you have to go. It's your daughter's confirmation. It'll mean so much to her. And also, she needs to see mum and dad together, getting on. You know, this is great. You've got to do it. And he said, yeah, it's just, you know, accommodation, flights. Yeah, it's adding up. And I thought, where are we going with this? He's mentioning money a lot. And sure enough, he asked for a lend. And I thought, I just excused myself, paid for the coffee and got out of there. But I thought...
So that was on a first date, a first meeting?
A first meeting, Pat. And I thought, how many other women was this guy meeting in that particular day, maybe that week, that month? Softer hearted, nicer people than me, who maybe would have said... Oh, because he was a sweetheart who would have said, yeah, look, you know, take that. Just give it back to me when you have it. And it's trust.
Wow.
So, oh, I tell you, you know, there. Well, of course, if I were to write about happy couples who meet in chapter one, and where's the drama? Where's the novel? So it's always you get romantic comedy comes from things going wrong. But I'm not going to tell you any more about the book. But I'll tell you, the research was hilarious. I could have written five books, Pat. I could have written an encyclopedia.
Yeah. The possibility of meeting people kind of randomly anymore.
Oh, the way we used to in the old days.
It's gone.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. You know, I'm OWL. And like in my day, pre-online dating or pre-digital media even, what did we do? Like when we were in college or the years after, like I'm going back to like the early 90s, you were in a bar, you were out with your pals, you were having a laugh with your pals and you hoped maybe you'd bump into someone or, you know, eyes would meet across a crowded room type thing or through friends. That was always a great one. Or in work.
Yeah. And then, of course, in work, everyone became remote. So people of the dating generation suddenly found that there was no, drinks on a Friday after work, going to the watering hole that everyone goes to. You meet other people from other companies and the magic happens.
The magic happens, you hope. But since I think COVID particularly, we couldn't even meet parents, brothers, yeah, sisters, best friends. We couldn't when the 2 kilometre rule was in. So anything romantic, it was all online. You just had to. And there's an awful lot to be said for it, because you can meet someone in your slobby tracksuit with greasy hair, no makeup, sitting on the sofa on a Friday night, and you can go online and just interact with the kind of people you would like to have a relationship, yeah, with. And you certainly couldn't do that pre-online, yeah, dating. But
well,
yeah,
the world is literally your oyster. I mean, where you were depending before on that random meeting in the bar, X-factor, in the pub,
yes,
or whatever, you know, that is a limited cohort of people that
it
you're
is,
ever going,
yeah,
to meet
it is,
close to your work
and you
in
do,
the bars around it.
And you do, online dating expands your horizons. Like, when it works, it really, really works. Because you meet couples who are together who say, look, we're from completely different walks of life. In the real world, we never would have met at all. And that's fantastic for those who it works for. But my three, yeah, characters in the love algorithm, sadly, things go skewways.
Of course.
Yes.
Otherwise, as you,
yeah,
say, there'd be no, oh, there'd be no yarn. And the algorithm itself, I mean, did she debug it? Did it ever work?
I'm not telling you.
You're not telling
me? But I'll just tell you that romantic comedy comes from, it never comes from perfection. It comes from things going not according to plan, let's just say. But it was hysterical researching it, just absolutely hysterical.
And the hysteria carries
and,
into
well,
the book.
Well, you know, and I learned a lot about coding and about devising these dating algorithms, because Iris, my central character, she says, you know, I just need to come up with a formula. And she does. And her formula, the whole, she sets up a website, a dating site called Analyzed. And the whole idea is that you've got to be analyzed as thoroughly as if you were doing, you know, a Freudian or Proustian questionnaire before you're even allowed on the site. So, you know, the user knows before they even go to meet someone, they're 90% compatible. And that's not a bad starting point.
All right. Well, it's called The Love Algorithm. It's published by Zafre. Its author is Claudia Carroll. And Claudia, thank you very much for brightening
you.
Up my day.
Well, thank you. Thank you for brightening mine, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.